This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're joined right now by Leslie Ann Brandt. You might know her as Marzakeen from Lucifer. Leslie, welcome to Geeks Out.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you're based in New Zealand.
No, I'm based in Los Angeles.
Oh, well, you used to be based in New Zealand. I'm going by Wikipedia right now. But I know, since you have that Kiwi cred, does that mean Australia can claim you as one of its own, like Russell Crowe?
I guess you can. I'm from close enough to these parts. So I was born and raised in Cape Town in South Africa, and then I moved to New Zealand with my family when I was about 17. Lived there for 12 years, and then I moved to LA.
Yeah.
But I did do, here's my Australian connection. I did an awesome little independent film directed by one of your own, Morgan O'Neill, and starring Sam Worthington, called Drift, that I shot out in Margaret River, I think in 2011.
Oh, nifty.
Yeah.
I reckon that's good enough to claim you as our own.
I reckon. I spent about 4 weeks just surfing and eating and drinking wine. It was awesome.
Oh, that sounds amazing. So the number one fan question, you know, as soon as I said, oh, I'm talking to Leslie Ann Brandt, was, Can I have your babies?
No, what? You'd have to fight my husband.
Funny. They want you to father their children, so I guess you can
do that
in secret.
Jeez. Oh, I don't know. I just had a baby 10 months ago.
Yeah, that's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, it is a lot of hard work. It's like 2 years of your life, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So it's been alluded to in Lucifer that both, you know, Lucifer and Marzakeen have had lovers of various genders.
Yes.
We are on a queer radio show, and there's a lot there's a lot of frustration about characters who say they don't like labels. Do you think Lucifer and Marzakeen would be happy calling themselves bisexual?
I would go a step further and say, you know, Marzakeen swings more towards being pansexual. And being, you know, and I would probably say Lucifer's the same, to be honest. Like, if they were going to fall in love or be attracted, they're attracted to the person first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
As opposed to the gender. So we are a very pro LGBTQ like show, and it's one of the things I'm so proud of, honestly, on our show, is particularly with my character and with the show in general, that the sexual preferences of these two leads aren't ever addressed. You know, it's not like Maze goes and hits on a girl and Chloe's like, wait, are you like, it's never an issue,
yeah.
Which I think is how it should be in life, you know, to each their own. I'm very proud actually of the fact. In fact, I would have liked to have seen more of it, to be honest. Because I think any representation, of the LGBTQ community is good, any and all representation.
Well, you might not have heard it right now, but somewhere in Melbourne, the host of our bi show is cheering with joy hearing you say that. Lots of, I know, bi folk out there, you know, want to be more visible, and, you know, that's really, really awesome.
Yeah, I actually, interestingly enough, on social media, people sort of got a little bit upset because I said pansexual as opposed to bi, and I was like, you know, we're because in the comic books, Marzakeen is bisexual, or at least that's what's alluded to. But we're loosely based on those comic books, and you know, as with a lot of our show, we took creative license, and I think for me, making her a little bit, kind of, I don't know, not going deeper is not the right term, but making, or in my mind, thinking of her more as pan, as someone who falls in love with the person regardless of how they identify, just felt more inclusive for me in that way of this character, you know. And I think there aren't to many characters like her on television. And it's been so amazing going to these Comic-Cons. I've done two in New Zealand, having young girls. We had one girl who gathered these incredible letters, and she wrote me the most... The best gift I'd ever received from a fan. And in fact, I posted her letter on my social media, on my Instagram. And she said, you know, your character made me feel like it could be my own self. And I felt more comfortable coming out. And then she came out to her mother like that day and to her best friend and came and told me about it, which is just incredible that our little show can touch people in that way, you know, and that this character means so much to people. So I'm just, and it's just an honor, honestly.
Absolutely. That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Getting to the character for a moment, how do you get into the mindset of playing a demon?
It's not so much about getting into the mindset of playing a demon necessarily, because I don't think anyone could really understand that. With Maze, my approach has always just been tell the truth. You know, what are her truths? Her truths are, in season one, she was incredibly homesick, incredibly. And I know what that feels like. I immigrated from Cape Town to New Zealand, to Auckland at 17, and I knew what that felt like, to feel like you're in a place that doesn't understand your accent, or people don't, you know, you don't understand people, or you miss your friends and you miss your old, you know, your home. There's real human qualities in that, you know, in my approach to Maze. So it was really just telling the truth of what she was going through, be it jealousy or pain or frustration, or even just her fuck you, you know, kind of I don't give a shit attitude, you know, which we can all kind of use a little bit of, to be honest with you, with where the world is at the moment. It's just like, I'm going to be me and I don't give a shit what you think. And that's just how I am.
You know, that kind of brings me to, I was on your Instagram and there's this great pic of you giving the finger and there's like your, the tattoo of Africa on your abdomen and just giving the finger to Trump. And that's probably my favorite image of you that I've seen so far. So I'd imagine there's a lot of Mazikeen in there.
Oh, totally. I mean, it's probably, I know it sounds really weird to say, but she's probably the character that I'm most alike that I've ever played. Only in the sense that, you know, I've had to learn to kind of get to where I am right now. I totally went through, you know, an insecure phase, and as you do when you're a young girl. And but one thing I've always been is outspoken, and it's just a nature of how I was raised and where I was raised. You know, I was born into apartheid. So I was raised in a country and at a time that was really volatile, and I really had to, you know, my parents were always sort of, you know, if you see an injustice, speak up, and that's how I am. And that's, I think, one of Mazikeen's greatest strengths is her loyalty and her protectiveness of people that she loves and cares about. I mean, that picture probably, it does represent a lot of me and a lot of Maze.
So it doesn't take all that much after playing Maze to get back into the mindset of being human again?
I don't think so. I think that's probably one of the great stories of Mazikeen in the series, is the exploration of humanity and feelings and relationships and how that affects this very kind of, you know, black and white demon who's Hell's torturer. I think it's very easy to have played this character very one note, or for the character to have been written very one note, as in just kick ass and just a bad girl, etc. But exploring her relationship with Linda and Trixie and even Chloe, you know, it's been really interesting and a really lovely challenge. I think if we were to get another season, I would love the show as a general note to kind of go a little darker and lean more towards the graphic novels and maybe have our world be a little bit darker.
Yeah, totally.
Because we're not sort of in the confines of a network show anymore, you know. So I would love to see Maze actually really torture someone in hell. You know, that is always, because to be able to see her do that and then have those amazing scenes with Trixie. It's just such a juxtaposed, you know, view of her.
Yeah, definitely. So season three, unfortunately, was the last season of Lucifer.
Maybe.
Yeah, do we need to start a campaign to bring it back? Like, we can get the Brooklyn Nine-Nine crowd on board and get that going.
Oh, where have you, mate, where have you been? It's been going. My gosh, the fans have been crazy. Honestly, the hashtag Save Lucifer has trended, I don't know, 10 times around the world. Look, I don't have any solid information, but I know that the powers that be are working behind the scenes, and we may not have sung our last song just yet, so I don't know anything, as I say, concrete, but maybe we'll get another season.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in Australia, we only have up to season two on Netflix, and that's as far as I've been able to watch. As a part-time demon, do you know if there's a special place in hell for people who torrent episodes?
Oh, man. You know, I'm in two minds about this, because here's the thing. Yes, it does affect the industry I work in, for sure. You know, just on a financial level, it certainly does. That being said, on a show like this, particularly genre shows, you this is kind of how you build your fandom, you know?
Yeah.
And so in a weird way, it's sort of like, hey, it's not great for the industry, but at the same time, I really do understand how people need to be able to, or don't always have access, you know, to a Netflix or a Hulu or an Amazon or something. So I'm just going to plead the fifth on that one.
Leslie, it's been so great having you with us on Geeks Out. Thank you so much for making the time.
Of course. Thank you so much. And happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.